It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt Street. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and with me today, my guest is Roxanne Draper. She is the executive director of City Sprouts.
City Sprouts is the oldest community garden in Omaha, established in 1995 in North Omaha at 40th and Seward. It was begun by concerned community members who wanted to change a vacant lot into a place of growth and hope, and they started gardening with their neighbors and created City Sprouts.
And what do you grow there?
So we grow everything. We grow lots of vegetables. We're doing three-season planting, so we have our early crops, and then we do our summer crops, and then our cool crops again in the fall. So right now we're planting radishes, carrots, greens, and peas, and then in the summer we do tomatoes, beans, peppers, eggplant, all the traditional things. And then we also this fall have a lot of the squash family plants coming in too.
Sure. So a little bit of rain this afternoon, really no harm done.
No harm. That's good.
Is it irrigated?
So the community garden itself is not irrigated. We have 45 raised beds that we share with our neighbors, and we ask for a small donation of $20 per bed. The bed is theirs to use for the entire year, and if that's a hardship, we waive the fee, but we provide seeds, plants, water, education, and encouragement to help them grow food to feed their families. And that those lots are 8x4 raised beds, and they're not irrigated. People water them by hand. We put water into the community garden lot, and that's how they water. It's not irrigated. But our urban farm, which is just a block north at 40th and Decatur, is three city lots, which we acquired about 7 years ago. And we did not have water when we first started gardening there. And we would borrow our hose from the neighbor and drag it up the hill or drag it across the street. And then their water would get shut off, or there wouldn't be any power. There wouldn't be any pressure. So finally, we just decided if we're actually going to grow food on these lots, we needed to install water. So $8,000, and much more than I ever wanted to know about installing water. We do have water at the Decatur farm, and that's where our interns work. So the food that they grow there at Decatur is shared with our neighbors at a farm stand that's held every Saturday morning. And our internship program is a summer internship. It's a paid internship, and it is young adults who are interested in horticulture, agriculture, community health, education, or culinary, to gain the skills to move forward in a career. Most of these kids are underserved, so they may not have had the opportunity to have the job skills that we'll be teaching them. So they go through an application process, an interview.
So these are kids from the neighborhood, from the neighborhood. Schools around
mm-hmm.
the area.
Yep. So most of the kids all need to be, their families are eligible for free and reduced lunch. So these are kids with great potential. They just need an opportunity to excel. So we discovered that a lot of them weren't familiar with basic workplace skills. So we talked to them about being respectful, dressed appropriately, show up on time, contact your supervisor if you're not going to be there. And then they learn to grow food. So they plant wheat, weed, water, harvest, and then they learn to prepare fresh, nutritious meals, and then also to preserve the bounty of their farm through canning and preserving and fermenting.
I'll be darned. Do you work with any other organizations with respect to the cooking, the teaching of those types of skills? I know out in Fremont, for example, they have a community garden out there, and they work a lot with Nebraska Extension,
right.
And classes are taught in that type of thing. And through Nebraska Extension, they touch WIC programs.
Right.
You know, so do you do that kind of thing as well?
You bet. We have great partners in the Omaha community who are all working to remedy the food injustice that we see in areas of low income and high need. So we work with Cooking Matters, which helps the kids learn. And every Friday, a nutritionist comes, talks to them about nutrition, and then they prepare a meal based on what's available in the garden at that time. So they learn to eat fresh, local, and seasonal. And then they also get the menu and the ingredients sent home with them so they can replicate the meal for their family. And for a lot of these kids, it's the first time they've learned how to do this. So they learn knife skills, and they learn how the plants grow. A lot of them were very surprised that pickles don't grow on a plant, that what you are growing is a cucumber that has been processed to become a pickle. Very surprised that potatoes grow under the ground. So these are a lot of the basic skills that some of the kids are unfamiliar with. We also have chickens, And so we have fresh eggs every day. We have 11 girls and 10 different breeds. So we have a variety of colors, eggs, tan, white, brown, blue, green. And so it's really interesting for people to see where their food comes from. They're very surprised when I put my hand in the nesting box and pull out an egg. And they're like, is that a real egg? Are you going to eat that? And it's like, yes, this is where eggs come from. And absolutely, we frequently have to have the discussion about, well, aren't you eating a baby chick? And then I have to say, well, we don't have any roosters. So if you don't have roosters, you can't have babies. So when a female hen loves a male rooster very much, and then the parents or teachers' eyes start getting really big and they kind of look nervous, and then I say, and there are no roosters here, so there are no fertilized eggs, so there are no baby chicks inside the eggs.
Sure, sure. Oh, that's very funny.
You know, the very tasks of an ED.
Absolutely. And I'm afraid we're winding down on time. I want to let folks know that if you want more information, you go to omahasprouts.org. There's a gala event coming up Sunday, August 26th. It is sold out through the generosity of a lot of people. But folks can still help the cause by going to omahasprouts.org. And at that time, they can donate or become a volunteer as well.
They can donate. And also, we're having an online auction, so you have the opportunity to bid. So go to the website.
Perfect. Thank you, Roxanne. Appreciate it. Morning Edition continues now.